There is a saying, and that we hear often on the earth plane, and it is an interesting one to us, because the saying we hear is, I cannot help what I feel. And of course, from our vantage point, we see that you absolutely can help how you feel. Now, we are not saying that there are not emotional experiences that you are going to have, but the idea that you are powerless in the face of them is one that we want you to give some consideration to. You see, the thing that actually makes you feel that you cannot do anything about what you feel has everything to do with the shape of your energy body, how you are receiving and what you are blocking. And that, of course, is something that you usually do not hear. So we know you have heard the expression, no one can make you feel. What you do not agree to feel, there is a wisdom in that, past simply that saying. The thing that you tend to forget when you are in a place where there are, we're going to call them large emotions, is that you do not tend to think of what is happening to your energy when you are feeling those things. And that is a thing that you need to know in order to be powerful, in order to be free. The patriarchal consensus is that indeed, because you are a woman, you do not have any power over emotions, and there is some feeling that you are supposed to be tormented by emotions because it means that you are caring and you are sensitive and you are, however that package is put together. But that is actually not the case. So we want you to understand how this goes in your life. So we will take it for someone outside of yourself first. So there is someone, and you are having a compassionate or a sad feeling for them, but the feeling is out here. It does not mean that it does not come from your heart, or that you may not send a prayer or energy to them, but the feeling is not trapped inside your body in such a way that you cannot feel anything else but miserable. It simply is not. Now, that feeling closes in on you depending on how bad you feel and how close you are to that person. But it is indeed a matter of proximity. The fact that you can feel lovingly supportive and sad for a friend, but it is not keeping you up at night, that does not mean that you are uncaring. It does not mean that you do not care about them. It does not mean that you are cold-hearted. It does not mean that at all. You have compassion for them, and you are sorry that they are feeling what they feel. But there is a delineation there. It is indeed theirs. It belongs to them, and the person responsible for working through it and working it out is that person. Now, you even sometimes feel bad that you do not feel worse. We have seen that very much among you, and we want you to know, please do not do that. Because whatever the process is that is going on, it does not belong to you. So that pain and agony is not supposed to be in your body, and you may have to be more careful about it if you are very close to the person, because it may begin to move into your space. But the truth of it is, to send over a prayer, to send over compassion, to be supportive, does not mean that you yourself must enter suffering. Now, we will take this part of the teaching and put it to one side. And now we will talk about your suffering. What happens energetically is that when you have a painful feeling or a bad feeling, you may also have something that keeps that feeling from moving through. It does not mean that it is not a painful or bad feeling, but if it recurs or if it is with you for a long time, then there is a block, something that is preventing you from learning what you need to learn and letting it move through. Now, the thing that happens with that block energetically is it is not simply a block in the solar plexus. It is a block all the way through your body and past your body. So what is happening is that your energy is narrowing around the emotional pain that you are feeling. That is what happens when there is a block. When there is a block, there is also a narrowing. Now, there are some emotional things that you can experience, and you can actually open your energy again by moving your energy to a different place. You do not always think of it that way, but when we have spoken to you about distraction, part of what distraction does is open the energy. So if you are in a sad place and you watch a movie, it is not simply the act of watching the movie or the thing that you see, but that there is activity and something is drawing your attention. And so you are actually opening your energy. If there is a bad feeling and you decide to run or walk or do a form of exercise or breathing, what you are actually doing is opening your energy. When your energy is open, then you are able to move through whatever you are feeling. And it does not mean that you do not feel, but it means that you do not continuously suffer. And that is a thing that we want you all to understand. Now, we will take one more level of that. And let us say that from early in life, there was a certain lack of approval for who you were. We feel quite sure you all who are sitting here understand this completely. But what you may have brought into your body as a block is that there is some way in which you are not good, and that not good thing makes a block and stops the emotional pain from actually moving through. Now, we are certainly not saying that you have to be completely healed, because it is the earth and there are challenges on the earth. But it does mean that you need to recognize that there is a thing that is preventing you from releasing and from feeling free, which is the way that you need to feel. Certainly we could probably do a, what do you call that thing, the seminar on how this happens and what we can do about it. But we know you would like to go home and get a good night's sleep, so we will not do that to you. But we do want you to understand that the thing that happens to you when you are actually in emotional distress has an energy and a placement, accompaniment, that if you learn about it, you can truly change the amount of pain that you have in your life. Now, we will take a moment or two and speak about this. If you find that you have questions, since we are, we are cozy tonight, then I will come to you again if you have more questions about it. But for the moment, let us speak about it together. This teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love come all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Feel a spiraling energy from the heart of the earth, an energy that clears and strengthens. Feel that energy coming up into your body and turning around each chakra center like water, like a spiraling of water. Feel it move up through your root, your second center, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, your crown. And allow that spiral to move upward, carrying with it your pain, your confusion, your worry, your old wounds. Feel that moving upward, and watch it as it moves up higher and higher, taking all your heaviness with it. Feel the last of the energy move up and out through your crown. Gone. And feel the natural lightness of your body and your energy. And move your attention into your heart center. And see a beautiful place around you with trees and flowers, with comfort, with green grass and blue skies, and rest. And see a blue screen in front of you, and know that the screen is made of energy. And resting the mind, watch what crosses the screen. Rest the mind, watch. And watch the second thing that crosses the screen. And watch the third thing that crosses the screen. Now see the screen disappear. And see that there is a gift left for you there in your heart center. A gift that will empower you to be free. Now feel a golden energy enter your body and fill it, opening your crown, awakening your third eye, cleansing your communication center, healing your heart, displacing the painful energy in your solar plexus, washing away the shame and judgment in your second center, strengthening you and the life you are creating. And feel that with this energy comes the blessing of the universe. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.